Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today. Today we're holding Daf Kuf Hey, but we're on. We're still on Kuf Dalet on Amid Beis. We didn't finish the Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. So we're by Bayer Reb Yirmiya. Yesterday, his Gemara was also very difficult Gemara. We're Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. By Reb Yirmiya, Lina Mal Shetayel Beparamani Srafim Bevisiramani Srafim. Does everybody have that a little past halfway? By Reb Yirmiya. By Reb Yirmiya, Lida. When we talk about the din of Lida, where you leave it over till the next morning, what's the din? Does that, is there a psul of Lida by Parabani Srafim and Siramani Srafim? Up or not. Rashi over here tells us now, they're Parman Yisrafim and Sirman Yisrafim. Let's get this clear first. There are different parts. There are two parts to Parman Yisrafim and Sirman Yisrafim. Parman Yisrafim, what do you do? It's a chatos ha-primius. What you have, what you do is, you do, of course, this hazos, or the Mizbech ha-primi, on the four quarters, and each one is ma'akiv, as opposed to the Mizbech ha-chitzin. When there's a regular chatos, you do also four hazos, but at least only one is ma'akev by the chatos hachitzoidius. By the chatos hachitzoidius, all four are ma'akev. And then, yeah, of course, you spend the, you throw the shirayim on the mizbeach hachitzoid on the western side. You do it on the western side as opposed to the regular shvicha shirayim, which is on the southern side. And then what do? You bring the Emurim. You have to bring the Emurim on the Mizbeach. The fats, the Emurim. You do that. But all the Basar is burnt. Chutz l'shalosh machanos. Outside shalosh machanos, you burn all the Basar. Zohar could do it. You can do it by Laila. All that. And the only thing, therefore, that's brought on the Mizbeach is, of course, the Dam, the four Hazois. And the Emurim. Now we want to know by the Basar, what is the din if you leave it over till the next morning? Let's take a look at the Rashi a minute. Lina, that's not the Gemara. We have, that's Rashi over here directly, yeah. But over here, that's the suffix that we have. Lina ba'al shetayel b'parabat yisrafim. The Messiah ba'al shetayel b'parabat yisrafim. Lina b'basar. The Barachila. When is it that there's a din of Lina by basar? Only where you could eat it. The regular, you have a chatas, a shlobin, where it's fry la'achila, so that it becomes possible Lina, you leave it over till the next morning. Where, what is the lava? Yom chelav chagiyat biker. Abul hadi the lava de achila nino. Lo. Oh, the Omar, maybe loishna, maybe it doesn't make a difference. The criterion for the lava of lina is not necessarily that it has to be eaten. Eaten means what? Eaten means either eaten by a nadam or achilas mizbeach. Omar rava ha milsi vay lightly apaye. He resolved it from this that we learned. Vishavin, Shev Chishev, everybody held Shev Chishev. Bachilas Parav Uvesrei Fasan. Let's say a person thought he's going to eat Parav Uvesrei Fasan Shalayasa Klum. He didn't do anything because it's not something that's there has a din of Achila to it.
Not
so. Not, yeah. My love, maybe we should say, if the Bachshava is not effective where he wants to do it chutzlis vado, then our Bachshava like pas love. Let's say he actually does it. Well, so Dila Lina Nabi my pasla. And Lina also will not pasla. The Bachshava who do like pasla, maybe Lina passes. Not necessarily going to do the same thing. Number six is that it's not that pashit, this, because the Gemara and Yuma was toiled. Remember the Gemara by Chafinas Akteris. We were those bring a riot. The government did have lead up by Chafinus Actiris. But here the Gemara is being Makalik, I'd say, Kavina Machshava is not going to be effective. Even though Lina, there will be a din of, there will still be a din of Lina. Now, so again, Lina Tashima, let's see first what it says. The Torah about Yisrafim, the Syria about Yisrafim, Mayalim Bahad Bishahugdashu. So this year, Magdashit, Chatos Aprimius, there's of course a din of Be'ila, Nishkatu, Hushra Lipasa Batvil Yain, you shattered it, the dead becomes possible to Yai, the Machose Kippurim, Muvalina. But of course, it wouldn't be a Raya necessarily. My Lam Lina's Basar. No, Lam Lina's Murim. Like we said, Lamay Murim is Basar, Abadin, there's Achilas Mizbeach. Our Shiloh was not on that, like we explained. The whole Shiloh's only where it's Basar, not where it's Murim, not where it's a question of the Murim. It has to be, as long as there's achila, it could be either achila sodom or achila mizbeach. What do you mean, Rabbi Niktani Seifa, Kula, Ma'ila, Mohem, Beis HaDeshen, that there's a din of Me'ila in the Beis HaDeshen, Achiyutach HaBasar, until the Bachar, until the Basar disintegrates, Achiyutach HaBasar. I mean, a Seifa is speaking about Basar, L'chaira, we would say, Rishonami Basar. But for the symmetry, if the Seifa is talking about Basar, when it says Lina and the Resha, it's also talking about Basar. It's something we're not meaning to hear you. Seifa, Basar, Resha, well, each one is looking wherever the thing, wherever the, whichever is applicable. And therefore it's no Raya. So it'll be, it doesn't have to be talking, it's talking about Imurin. If it's Basar, maybe there's no concept of Lina in the first place. But that's the whole behemoth, the whole chatos. You go and you ride on top of it. You go and you use it to go and pull it by pulling a masse or something on it. What?
Right. But this those
demons,
I'm talking about the whole behemoth.
The whole behemoth. Why are we talking about Lina's, of course, it's after the Shechita, of course. But what are you going to, I can't possibly, if the behemoth's alive and you're doing it after Hukdashu, how can you possibly ever lead it there?
He's saying the
race is talking
about anything.
Yeah, in that case. But we want to know where the part that's after the Shechita, which parts. What's after the Shechita what we're talking about? Yeah, Toshimah, the Tani Levi. She'ira Bahet Suobi and Siyasan. Now, let's say we have, here we had a case, let's say, in the Mishnayis that we had yesterday, the Mishnah we had yesterday. Remember, we're talking about the whole Machlokes, Rebbe, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. If the psul happened, if the psul happened to the Basar before the Hefshit, after the Hefshit, again, before the Hefshit, after the Hefshit, before the Zrika, after the Zrika. When we were talking Shira Mahab Psul, one of the things was, be it Siyasan, when it went out, that we talked about. There was a psul that happened, be it Siyasan, after the Zrika, so it says that you could be netted from it. The Yar goes to the Kaihanim. My love, what are we talking about over there? She'imro behem psul b'yitziyasan. What's that? My love, what psul are we talking about? I mean, it's certainly not Yaitse. You're supposed to bring it out. That's the mitzvah. So what psul are we talking about, Lina? No. Maybe thought, like we said yesterday, what kind of psul are we talking about? Could be tumah. Lo, psul tumah. Upas, psul yitzim, lai, lina, lai, psul tumah. Upsul yitzia. Be a psul of tumah, or psul of yitzia, that we have, psul yitzia. What does it mean, psul yitzia? Psul yitzia, Rashi says, koshi yotzim lifnei zrikas nomen. It didn't go out. It went out. But you can't get a psul yitzay by parma tzrafim. You're supposed to bring it out. Yeah, you bring it out. Of course you bring it out. Bring it out after the Zrika. Here we're talking where, let's say, it became possible at that time. Or, by Rabbi Elazar, you'd see a mouse, Shetayo, but part about Yisrafim, a serum on Yisrafim. This din that we're assuming now, that there could be a psul of Yitzia. It's a unique thing. Yitzia, is going to be possible before this Rika, even though it's a unique kind of a carbon, that it's mechuyev in Yaitse Chutzla Machanes, Shalosh Machanes, after this Rika. So what happens if it goes out before this Rika? It's a psil Yaitse. It's different than every other carbon. Here, there's a dig that you have to make. Remember, it's reminiscent of what? That we had in Perikol HaTodir. Remember we had the case of, let's say you brought out Kutchum Kalim. Oh. You were going to did Kutchum Kalim before the Zrika. After the Zrika, you bring out the Basar of Kutchum Kalim. What about before the Zrika? That the Gemara had the Diyun, the Machloikis. Whether or not there's a Psil Yaitse, the Basar of Kutchum Kalim, the beginning of Perikol HaTodir. Remember everybody, sure everybody you know remembers this. But so over here, it's really similar, very similar to that. The chiluk that we have between here and there, of course, is over here. That's the mitzvah. It's mitzvah so mechach. You have to do that. Maybe so. Therefore, it could be different. Now, ma'al shetayom bar b'sriyam my kabi amar of yirmiyah my kabi vayilai amar of yirmiyah bar amal limud about the amar of dayin lehigiyas man olotes by kachim kalim when the zman did not come yet to go out. Mi amri none. Honey, mili baser, the eight sefer lotes. Maybe it's only by baser that it's not sefer lotes. Chayva. Where? It's where, by kachem kalim. You could, if you want to bring it out to Yerushalayim. Abul Hadi, the sefer lotes, chayva. Whoa. Over here, you have to do that. Maybe, bevald, it's all din, it's mitzvah, so to bring it out eventually, maybe now also, it is mabsul yaitzei. Oh, deal bo, hachin abi lohi gears madun lotzeis. Atoshavad, atari levi, sheira bo psul, bitsi also, my love, so yitzia. Like we just got finished saying, maybe that's what the Mishnah means. Lo psul tuma. Upsul lina. Assuming, maybe the psul lina, and you never know, we can't really bring a raya. Say it beferish. Now what? Now, let me just bring something out over here. One thing we do see from this Gemara. In order for there to be a psalida, Gemara's the diet, the Gemara has the whole deal, and it has to be something which is Rael Achila. Chil's other Achilas Mizbeach. Either by the Emurim or the Basar. But Basar that's going to be taken out, it's not right for Lita because it's not right. What about Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim? Remember we had the Gemara on Daf Chaf? Let's say we go out with the Lita's Mayelis, but Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. Let's say Rebbe holds, we had the Machlaikis, whether when a person washes his hand, the Kayan washes his hands, Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, And then it comes on Buddha Shachar, whether he has to wash his hands again, because Lina passes. And even if you don't hold like Rebbe, you hold like Rabbi Elazar from Shimon, what about the Mekir itself? Gemara on Daf Chav, read the Gemara saying by the Mekir. The Mekir, let's say you went and you brought it up in the pulley system, Ben Cotton. You went in with the Mukhni. I mean, you took the mukhti, you took up the wheel, the pulley, you brought it up, and you left the mekir there to rest, sitting in the kiyar, which is a klisharis, till after Abud HaShachar. Where it says that Lita is going to pasul. Why is it going to pasul? What are you going to do with the mekir? You're not going to eat it. So why does Gemara assume, there's going to be a psul of Lita? A. B. We have a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi tells us, let's say they give the water to the Saita to drink. They go and they pull up the Mekir, and they left the Mekir over till the next morning, and they want to give it to the Saita. Yerushalmi says, there's going to be a din of Lina. You cannot do that. How does that work? What's going to be over there? Somewhere I start to say that, right? I know it's of Achila on that. Yeah, it's not him. So what's... I think the bar doesn't stall this too at all. Doesn't stall it too at all. Huh? She doesn't want to be Nana, believe me, she's not doing it. There's no brach, she doesn't have to make a shahakal of that one. In which case, yeah, so I must say, if you hold, how do you reconcile those dinim together with this Gemara? How do you reconcile those dinim together with the Gemara? The Gemara says, only where it's right, l'achila. The evidence is that when we learned Daf Chaf, I believe that we said this. We're a ma'ira this. When we did we say, I believe we said it, the Mekir. When we talked about Mekir, we said Mekir, I said, we'll see later on at Daf Kuf Dalet. It's not the Pashit, because you need Achila, like my part about Israfim, by the Basar. It's not Pashit, it's going to be a din of Lina. So what's the difference between Mekir and the Basar? We asked this guy, we mentioned it then also. So what do we do with the Gemara? What do we do with this in light of that? I said, so Sarah, the Pashit, the way to learn it is, Meisaita is much harder. But, over there, the Pshat is, the Mekir and the Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim is there to be Meshabesh, the Mizbeach, and the Karbon, which is Rai Lachila. It's not like over here where the Basar has no Shaychus to anything of Achila. Over there, what is the purpose of the Mekir? To do the Avaida, it's there to facilitate the Avaida, which involves Achilas Mizbeach. That's called that it's Mishyachis to the Achilas Mizbeach, be Mishabish, Achilas Mizbeach. As long as it's being Mishabish, Achilas Mizbeach, or it's being Mishabish, Achilas Adam, that itself is also called that it's something that's right, Achilas. That's not like a case where the Basar, it's something that, when are you going to do with the Basar? You're going to burn it. It's not going to be, it's not like Haktara Se Murim. But anything where it pertains to Haktara Se Murim, as long as it's, if it pertains at all to Haktara Se Murim, that's called that it's there to be Mishabish, some aspect of the carbon, which is Rai L'Achila. Even though this thing itself is not Rai L'Achila. What?
The
make
here could not directly Mishabish.
Not directly, but it's, it doesn't have to be directly. Yeah, it doesn't have, that's what we're saying. It doesn't have, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to directly be Mishabish.
So there's a thing about Big Kahuna.
What, Big Kahuna?
They can't be Mishabish what they're doing. I said, where is it going? Big Kahuna.
Okay.
So it's also supposed to be that.
On what?
On Big Kahuna.
My understanding is correctly that you want them to burn the Big Day Kahuna when the morning comes? There should be a psul, the Big Day Kahuna.
I'm questioning it.
That's not part of the carbon. Up there are people, something like that. That's the uniform. There's no shashis of that. No. Alright, Busty Rap Lahayer got me that. Now we have what? By Rabbi Lazar, now what? You have a different, very difficult Gemara.
No,
sure. Yerushalmi, as I said, it's easier, but the Yerushalmi by Saita is much harder. Yerushalmi by Saita is much harder. How you would deal with that? Why is there going to be a din of Lina by the base Saita? But there's not going to be a din of Lina by the Basar Apar by the Shrafin. Why would that be true? Yeah. By Rabbi Lezer. I mean, you could, yeah, maybe you'll say that Shabbos going and it holds like that. All right, I said that also, you know. Maybe the Shalmi over there holds by Basar Par by the Srafim, because there's no din of the Achir. Maybe the Shalmi doesn't hold like that, which it seemed to be. Now what? But now. By Rabbi Lezer. This is a very difficult Gemara. Parim anisrafim, usirim anisrafim, sheyatsu rubo, to be a tafer. Rive of it went out of the Azara, But me a tafer. Me a tafer means, but me a tafer. Mahu, what's it? Mahu, what is the din in that kind of a case? Me mahu, hach me yuta di afer. Basa ruba shadid and lay. The me and aver, do we throw a basa the rive? And rive of the aver is still inside, bahala naftalay. It's called that it didn't go, did not go out. Oh, dilma. Basa ruba the behema shadid. Or maybe we go basa the rive of the behema. Rive of the behema went out, but in order for the rive of the behema to go out, there was a mute of an aver that made the rive. If you would attribute, you'd be miyachis, the mute aver to the rest of the behema, then you have the right behema going out. That's true. On the other hand, if you will isolate the aver, the mute of the aver, it's a mute of it that went out. If you would isolate that aver, you would have to say that the aver is still on the inside, in which case you don't have the rive of the behema. So what is the din? Now, what do you mean, what's the din? They got me one. So Rashi tells us what? Mahu. You see the Rashi? What's in the Gaya here? Mi havi yitziya l'tabi yasabisaskim. Mi haitzas ruban. Are the misaskim going to be tabi because they were mighty rhyme of the Paramat Yisrafim? Hello. Maybe it's hakuli yitziya. Maybe lo havi yitziya. Me am reading Shani me yuta the aver. So they say, go, but you take the meat of the aver and you go, basar, rival aver, and therefore the misaske martame, babble kabat the la de lo dofak, kabat the lo dofak. You go, what? Me am reading Shani me yuta the aver, basar, rival aver, me basar, rival of the aver, and therefore it's as if it did not go out, babble kabat the lay dofak. And therefore, you don't have menela, you don't have right behema. The ekad right al behema halachutz. Well, inyan also, but inyan to is begodim michutz lamachane. Boy, or besides the misaskin, or the gabe the din that's matame. Remember, matame yadim latame begodim the begodim. That's what we're dealing with. If you take a look at Tosfos, shiatsa rubo the miyadaver. Bears for kutras. The mivai lay lay yin tabay habisasek bohem. You're talking about the tuba of the misaskin. Caution of beside bear case at silent. And we say, habaitzi basar pesach. Me chabura le chabura. Eino chayim that shiadiach. Shiadiach haitzotzi make a shabbos. You're not going to be chayim anyway, because it's part of it is even bifnim. You need a kirin hanocha like you have by shabbos. Over here, by Parabat Israfim, you're going to have dinam of Haitzah, like we have by Shabbos, Akira and Hanacha. Hanshaniach Haitzah, Ksibay Kishabbos. So the Gemara asks, from over here, the Hacha, the Haitzah, the Maisav, the Maitis, the Tani Rishayin, the Betabim, the Godim, Achrayim, the Betabim, the Godim, Hanshiyetsu, until they all go out. The Aval Gav, the Light Nach, even though it never came to rest. The Mishani, Benigram, so the Gemara over there has to answer. It's talking where you're dragging on the floor. And when you're dragging on the floor, it does not need, even by Shabbos, Akira Nanocha. Binkein, Rubo, Bemiyu, Tever, Tahacha, Lo Mechayim, Linyan Shabbos. This case where it says, Rive, Miyut, and by Shabbos, it's what's called, it's Ogud, the Rishus and the other Rishus, he can't be Chayim like in that case. You need that an order has to be Yatzakulo, an order be Chayim by Shabbos. If it's still Ogud to the part of the other Rishus, there in that case, if it's Agida Bey, in that case, on Shabbos you're not Chayim, therefore you shouldn't be Chayim over here either. Kevin Yaguda Bifnim, Lo Yatame. Because therefore it's not going to be metame begodim. So what are you clearing over here? It's a number pushes that it's not metame, but part of it is on the inside. Let's say a person will carry a broom on Shabbos. And he takes the broom out from the Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim and stops or puts it down on the ground. Part of the broom is in the Rishus HaYachid, part of the broom is in the Rishus HaRabim. You're not chayiv over there. Because the whole chavetz is not completely taken out. Therefore, by the behema, the chayis is saying that the dinam are the dinim are a mirror, the dinim, the same dinim that we have by Shabbos, and therefore the din should also be the same thing. And therefore over here it's a tougher pushit. By Shabbos you're not going to be chayv. You take half of behemah out, or 99% of a behemah out from Rishis Yachad to Rishis Rabbim. You're not going to be chayev. You're not going to be chayev. It's not going to be metameh either, because the dinim are the same. That's the din that we have over here. So what are we talking about over here? So Tosha says, "Minera lafarish bivaylai lini lasarfo bifnim." What we're talking about is the gabi burning it bifnim, whether or not the inyan, the gabi lini lasarfo bifnim. Let's say the case where it became tabeh. Let's say where you don't burn it outside. When do you burn it outside where it's a mitzvah so b'chach? When it's, there's no psul. In a case, let's say where there's a psul, then it's different. Okay, so it's still, so when do you do it? But the problem is, you burn it outside the machina only where it's a mitzvah so b'chach, where it's tar. In a case, let's say where it became tame, then you burn it inside the azara. Remember, that's what we had before the brisa. You burn it by Parabat Srafim, Sirabat Srafim, you burn it in the Beis HaDesh where we have Psulim, let it go. So the shadow that we have is, in this case, not whether or not there's such a thing as Tumas Mesaskim, but rather, let's say whether or not, it will be Ma'akiv, the whole Srefa that we have in, to burn it in outside Shalosh Machanas. So Tosfos learns a different way than the way Rashi learns. Now the shaila we have is the Gabi this din. All right, we have a problem with the Rambam here also, but the Rambam brings it. He doesn't make that chilek that the Gemara makes in Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim of the Pei. Hey, whether or not the Gabi the dinim of the tuba. Look, I mean, the dinim of the tuba, it's going to be the shalos, why the Rambam does not mention it. It's b'chav l'gabi this din, and has, b'asi rak l'hayim l'gabi this din. Maybe it'll be totally in Rashi, how Rashi would learn it, the Rambam, whether or not that you say that we have in that Gemara, whether it be applicable in this, or I'm coming to Harish at that point.
But
no, not the guy this, not the guy the article that you're taking out. No. That's a different thing completely. Because then it was no hanacha at all. No hanacha on the ground. No, but that doesn't make a difference here. Here you're talking, if a person that's why I gave you the case of the broom. A person case carries out a broom. He himself, he's in the Rishus HaRabim, the person even. He went out. Or it didn't. Of course, if he didn't go, it doesn't make a difference if he himself went in or went out. We're talking, there's a chayv for Haitzof of the broom. Right? He's not chayv, no, in any case, he's not chayv for, but you might see the broom. But the broom is partially in the Rishus HaRabim, partially in the Rishus HaYachid. It's Agad Kli. It's what's called Agad Kli. Agad Kli is an Agad. And therefore, you're never chayav by Shabbos. You go and you pull a blanket. You pull the blanket. Part of the blanket remained in the Rishus HaYachid, and you took part of the blanket out. You're not chayav by Shabbos. It's the same thing by a behemah. The exact same thing by a behemah. You know, I'm not clean. It doesn't mean anything. It's not going to be chayav right. So it's not chayav right. So you're not going to have this dinim over here either, because the Gemara shel su these dinim. It's chayav right, by definition. The only place maybe where I think it's a dumber pushit. Let's say it would be pick up something in a Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos where you're mefadech chafetz and mizavis lezavis. You picked it up with the intent of not taking it out to Rishus HaRabim. You picked it up to put it to a different place in the same room, same bias. And then you changed your mind after in the middle of the Akira, or when you're carrying it, and you decided to take it out to the Rishus HaRabim. And you took it out to the Rishus HaRabim. Here you're picking up, take the broom, it doesn't make a difference what you pick up. You pick something up and you just want to go and use it in the Rishus HaYachid. And then you decide, while you're carrying it, I'm going to go and take it out. On Shabbos, are you chayiv or not? No, you're not chayiv on Shabbos. The reason is because when you originally did the Akira, you never had intended to finish up the Malach. What happened over here? They said, that's from the Ben Azad. No. In a case, let's say, where, over here, in this case over here, you go and you pick up the fire by the Srafit, not to take it out. And then you decide, oh, might as well take it out already. The word says in my carbon Pesach also the same thing. They have the same thing, my carbon Pesach. You blow Satsim in Habayis. You take the carbon Pesach from one Chabura to another. It's the same thing. That's why the Gemara Pesach brings it. Over there, what will happen over there? Over there, there's a Dover Pesach that Avada, you're going to be Chayim. Avada, my carbon Yisrafim, it's called Taitzah. Avada, my carbon Pesach, it's called Taitzah. Why? Because the din of Avada, Avasim, it's Avis, Lazavis, is a separate din of Melechus Machshefes. That you have to have the Machshava from the beginning to end by the time of the Akira. And if therefore, if at the time of the Akira you didn't have, it's not Melechus, don't do Melechus Machshefes by far by the Srafim. The dinim that are telling you Melechus Machshefes are not going to be, not the Gaya par by the Srafim. It's not the Gaya the Haitzah by Karpet Pesach either. So there are those dinim that are telling you the definition of Haitzah will apply, of course, by Paramat Yisrafim, but not the dinim that are totally in the Malachas Machshavas. Now, so here the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? So what do you do over here? What's a Rav Avish Adinilei? And the Gemara says, when you go Basar, the Behemah, take him. The Gemara says that we don't have a way of resolving it. Now, what exactly it is the lumbus of going on over here that stunned them? That, of course, means, what do you look at? Do you look at overall, the Aver, or the Behema, or do you look at, you isolate it, this two, the Aver. And similarly to the other cases, what I'm saying, it's difficult to go by if it's Stodim, and the love this, what the Stodim are. We have a number of things similar to this. Rava Baravuda Basti La Begavri. He learned the Shaila, not having to do with the carcass, but with people. Let's say there are five people taking out the carcass. Everybody hear this? Three went outside the Asara. And then there are two that are left inside the Asara. What happens here? Let's say five went out and five stayed in. So the Gemara is Mechal, the Mishnah was Mechalik. What's that right? The ones that went out, one and went in. Now, but here, what do we have? Three went out, two stayed in. What happens? The Chadisha Vidav Kitzlasa Pashilu Trey, bye. Pasa Raiv Misaskin Aslinen. Is the Raiv of the Misaskin? They're the ones that swing it. Oh, Basar Behemtas leading, Behemas leading. Or, we look at the Behemah that goes, and there also we have a Teku. And what's this about? There comes Basar Behemah. So again, what do we... Yeah, the Behemah is in the middle.
54
days more. Yeah, the Hamas in the middle. So do we want to know whether or not we go bust the carcass or we go bust the people. The people that came in.
Right.
See, let me see if there's Rashi again. Elishi Yatsa, and the Gemara that says.
Next
one. Yeah, next one, really. It's got to be taken to tell them. Let me say the next Gemara, and then we'll go back to this. By Rabbi Lazar. Parim and Simani Srafim. Shiatsu? Yeah, Shiatsu. Because right then they came back in. They came back in. It means that the original Yitzhia is not the one which is the thing that's turning in to the mitzvah of taking it chutz l'machana. Came back in, which means that there was no, that wasn't defective, the original Yitzhia. Ma. What should we say? Because they all took it out, and it was out, and they become tame, finished. Nothing to talk about. Maybe it was Iker that eradicated that which they did, in which case, you don't deal with it at all. Similar. They were carrying, let's say, with poles. They were carrying the carcass with poles. People in the front of the pole, people in the back of the pole. The first ones leading the front went outside the chayma. The other ones still inside. The original, the Rishayim, who were in the process of being Maitzian, Chutz L'Chaymesu Azara, they're Betama Begadim, V'achrayim, ain't Betama Begadim, Hachi Yatsu. The other ones are not until they leave the Azara, like we had in the Mishnah. The did is, the fact that it becomes Tame, Tumas Mitzaskim, does not apply in the Azara. It only applies when they come out of the Azara. Now, if you're going to say that Kavan, if you're going to say that when it went out, it was Tame, even though it came back in, going back on that case, if they went out, but now we want to know what happens when they go back in. Let the ones that are on the inside, let the ones on the inside become tame. Let them become tame in the same way that the tuba itself, once it became tame, even when it goes back in, those people that are on the inside, even though they never went out, it shouldn't be any worse, the Gemara holds, than in a case where they went back in. What do you mean? Fight the Gemara on that. Amar Avinu v'Tizbara. What do you need v'yachar kavi? You need that they have to go out first. If the Maisa, they never went out, why are you telling me that she become tame? Rablozer, hechi baila, where it was the shaylas only. You got the nekiti leib of gulkasi. We're talking that the ones that were at the outside, the suffix is only where they were holding, they had sticks that were stretched from the outside to the inside that it was sticking in, and they have the ability to go take the whole thing out themselves where they're standing on the outside. What? Similar to that, yeah. Yeah, so they're on the outside with a sharp instrument stuck into the carcass.
Nobody on the inside.
What would make a difference about that? That's not relevant, right? The part on the inside. The people on the outside have a long stick that is sharp on one end. Stuck into the carcass, they can go pull it out themselves. It's a hook, like a hook, right? A hook. Let me see the Rashi. Let's go to the Rashi now. Yeah, that's all part of the suffix. Whether we call them, care about the behemoth itself, or we care about the misaskin. Right. That's all part. What do we look at exactly over here? It's all part of what are we looking at here? Ela sheyotza chetzio. See the Rashi again? El yotza chetzio shall par barai vaver. No, that's the first before, again, second. O dilma baser behema the mechaber the bechberba. The hecha de isa shadina. We look at where It is. V'afagav delav ruba de behemahi. Elapalga. That's also the case before. Let's say we have half. The lekala meber kini amrad liyel shavkin and ruba de behema. Afilu hachi. We can't. So here we can't say let's say we go bust on the right of the behema. Here let's look at my cases where it's half and half. Afilu hachi. You look at the carcass. It's half and half. That's when you look at the carcass. But maybe you don't. Afilo achi, came in the ain't ho aver. Came in the ain't ho aver. Not to. The aver is connected, so part of the behemoth. So we never isolate that. Los leda basa ruba. So there we don't go basa the rive. We don't go by the low havia yitzia. And it's not called the yitzia. Vim nigma hapar sarfo bithim. Then that would be the nafkamina. If it became tabe, it's not called that the whole thing is on the outside. Not called on the outside. Therefore, if the rive, you don't go bust of the rive. Therefore, if you don't go bust of the rive, it, and it became tame. So what happens? You would have to burn it bifnim. You wouldn't be able to burn it chutz l'machana. Because what do you look at? It depends if you go bust of the rive of the behema or you don't go bust of the rive of the behema. Now he was Mastila Begavri. Now, that was before when we were talking about the behemoth. Then the other side to look at the number of people that were involved. Sheyatsu, now what? Sheyatsu Bechazru Mahu. They brought it out, but then they brought it back in.
They don't talk about
it. What?
So the case that before, they don't actually talk about it. 5 and 3.
Yeah. The Kasonka Daitach, when you two must be Godim, shall Elu, shall see him coming by Eli. We're talking about Shechazru, Chiyatsu Bechazru Bohem. Those people, when we're talking about the ones that took it out, and then they brought it back in, are they Tami Tumas Begadim, or are they not Tami Tumas Begadim? Why do we, were they Iker, the whole Yitzhia, or were they not? What are you going to say? Ikmuluhu Bigdehem. What should happen? Are there, the Begadim, once they became Tamei, finished? Or maybe not. Came in the Hunter Hunter. Havalu Kamisha Layatsu. And applied as if they never went out. If they never went out, the Begadim are not Tamei. You have to go be outside. What? No, it's a glowing Milsa the Mathreya that it was never Tamei. Huh?
Never
you'd see it. Which means that if you would have known Klapishmaya never became Tame because you know that it was it's Miskala, that the Yitzhia was not going to be result of the Yitzhia. The Yitzhia does not result in the Yitzhia, then the tumor was a mistake that we assumed. It was not Tame the Mafreya. Hadak the Ike Gavai, so Frank the Gemara, let's say we assume that it's going to be Tame. Gemara assumes, Hadak the Ike Gavai Nami the Tamu. The Yitzhia in Yitumas Begadim, Beparim Ksiva, Ksiva, when it says, when the Tumah, the Gabi Tumas Begadim, what does it say? Yitzhi al Michutz la Machane Vesarfu. Go, they bring it outside the machane to go and burn it. Ubinei al fina the kama bepirkin. Later on, we learn it out. Leimar, came in shiatsa hapar. Chutz la machane. Achas. As soon as it goes outside of one machane, after what means what? Outside the azara. As soon as it goes outside the azara, matame begadim. Afal pi, the loy nafuk, Gavri. Even though the Gavri, it's even the people, the low Nafa Gavri, Nikma'u, as long as they bring it out, even if they did not go out, they go bust in a behema. So again, we have to go out and look. The Kevin Shiyatza Apar, Chutzla Machade Achas, it's a Bibtama Begone Mavapito Lanafa Gavri, Nikmu. They become Tame, even though they did not go out as long as they're holding on to the Behema that did go out. Nikmu begot Avalpi to line up for Gavri. Nikmu. Alolav. Mishub Diomar. The hader. What? Why? Allah b'shub diyobar. The hader. The kolshkein elu shebugzarim v'yayimdim shaharei lo yatsu. Let's say you would say that when it goes back in, the tumor goes off from the people that were out, and then they went back in. Or let's say it was there, they were there on the inside, they sent it out, they were all there, the thing went out, and then they brought it back in. So in that case, it's not going to be tame. The carcass is not going to be tame. It's not going to be tame then. And therefore, what? Over here, the same thing happens. What happens? They brought the thing back in, and the people that brought it out, they brought it back in. So that tumah is one. Allah has kabam chaba. Let's say the people who were still inside of Ada, it's also going to be like that. It's going to be like that. Amar Rava Batizmara. What do you mean? Maybe it's not going to apply. Maybe that's not true. Batizmara da hachtaka baisi raya milsahi. Wouldn't he bring a raya from there? Alba krabin enafik lebarai koi. Tuntachol kaba de lo nafak le karinin baby achayavo. They came into a karinin baby achayavo. Lo karinin baby achabes begadov. That's not true. You have the fact, if they never left, then they can't become tabe. It's no raya, they gotta be the carcass. You thought that the tumah is going to be brought by the status of the carcass. Let's say the carcass was brought outside and then brought back in. It should come out that if it's going to be tameh, then the people that are inside should also be tameh. But it's not. The status of the people are not tali in the carcass. The status of the people is tali in whether they went out. Even if, let's say, they brought it out, that they were still inside, they stretched it out, maybe with a pole or, you know, a case like that. There's with the pole. Then there is asik. No, that itself, we're not, no matter what happens. Even if you'll tell me that when you have the carcass out, that's going to be Batabe. That's going to be Batabe, whoever is there. But not in a case where the people are on the inside. People are on the inside. They have to go on the outside because of the Acharei Yovel or Machane. Therefore, that's what the. Therefore, over here, it's not going to be the Gaya that did. El Rabbi Lazar Echi Boyelok. So he says, what was the suffix? Couldn't keep the name given Bivkulsi. He did a Bivkulsi. So why, like he says, well, Rashi says, why? The came under Mahachi, Toya Milsa. When he goes out, if he goes out, the ihadrinu ba'asu achrini other kavlaf kinu afilu chashvis lahu motziim lo betabu hadach basroi adenavki. They're not going to. Nobody's going to come until they go out. The lo karinin b'hu liachar yavo. Good. Then the key to them in kulsi. So what is the suffix? She'afsu. They hold on to the carcass with sticks. And they're standing on the outside. They're standing on the outside to be mighty them. After they go back. What?
They're still bechutz.
Yeah, the ayman be bechutz lahotziyam liachar shechazru. Because ivayle mi amrinin kevin sheyotzu chutz laazara. What's the subject? Since they went outside the azara, kol haasuki bohem, the people that were Isaac in them, mikad vaelech chutz laazara, mikad vaelech chutz laazara mitamim begadim, because they went out. Or maybe because they still are holding on to it. That's not really out. it's not really out because what do they have? The sticks. You're saying them are the hooks. Let's say, Miyamrita, Kaven Shiyatsu, Chutzvazar, Nebetabe. Oh, Dilma, Kaven the Hunter Hunter, not the Nafki Lo Metabo. Because what happens with these things? They hold on to the sticks, Rashi's Vioide Bimachutz, Lotziyam, Liachar Shechazru. After they go back, they never really let go from this. Because the meat that's there, they still have control over, even though they're standing on the outside. Huh?
You go bust the meat and you enter back in.
You go bust the meat that's there, that they have control over.
They're back in.
And therefore it's not cold that they took it completely out.
Did they take everything out already and now they're going back in? Yeah.
What?
It sounds like it took everything out already, and now it's on the way back in.
But right now,
the meat is back in, the power is back in, and they're
outside. What do you mean? They took it out.
They took everything out, and yeah. They're on the way back.
They're on the way back.
That's the meat is
back in.
Now the meat's back in, and they're still
asking. They took it out, and then they pushed the stick back in. Yeah. Let's stick back in. Yeah.
They're holding up the stick.
That's what I'll
see that again. It could be what you're saying. I hear that. Because of the shows of the back lies behind the Bimachutz, Lahitziyam. After they put it back.
Right. They already took it out.
They took it out, but then they kept the shechazru, they're still standing on the outside. The coming by me, I mean, it came in shiyatu chutzla azara. Kolo asuki ben kama ela chutzla azara betamin. Oh, dear, it came in the hunter hunter. But the nafki lo betamin, until they bring the carcass out.
Again,
the second time, it's not going to be betamin. Yeah, all right. That feels, it sounds much better than that. Yeah, yeah. Again?
They have the control.
They don't have to go back in.
What does the
kill have to do with that? It means that they're able to bring it back in, even though they don't go in. They took it out. They're still able to, it seems, because if it has hooks, they're able to have the control over it, even though they're at a different rishus. So they're standing on the outside.
One set.
Turn around, butter. Fire up now. Fire him up, para. Were you talking about para aduma? Are you talking about sar bishtaleach and Yom Kippur? That they are common. They all have this thing that we're talking about. They all have the same type din, Ashvar Ben Srafim. Hamashaleach, the one that sends it, Yitzhar Lazazio, Hasarfan, the one by Parah Ben Srafim. By Parah, when he burns the Parah, Paraduma, Vahabaitzi. All three of these Parshias of the Torah, Matabi Begadim. They're Matabi Begadim, V'hein atzvan, hein metama begadim. The people that are Isaac with it are metame begadim, but the things themselves are not metame begadim. Well, you would go over to the para with a beged. You'd go over to the para ben srafim with a beged. You'd go over to the sar mishtaleach, and you would touch the sar mishtaleach with a beged. No, not going to be metame begadim. It's not metame. Rav Meir does hold that it's going, they're going to be, they might not be Matama Kalim, but they will be Matama Mashkin. Like little Mashkin. Be my Reb Meir. Bachachami Maimrim. Paro, Parim, Bitamin, they are Bitame, but not Echlin Ubashkin, Arkabitame, Echlin Ubashkin, but Sarmish Taleach, Edo Bitame, the Sarmish Taleach is not Bitame. Shahu Chai, the reason is, because it's alive, Behema, the other ones are, of course, Dederin. Vachai, Edo Bitame, Echlin Ubashkin. And a chai, a double chai, it's not tabe, it's not the tabe, a chlil mashkin. Now, why is this true? Bishleim of the Reb Meir, ketatana devei Rabbi Yishmael. He learned like her, ketatana devei Rabbi Yishmael. Al kol zera zeiru asher, it says, Rabbi Zrayim. Zrayim shein sefer l'tabi tuma chamur. The most tuma that there could possibly be by Zrayim, it's only Echlin Umashkin. It can't be Betabe anything more than another Reichel or Umashkin. The Tzrichin Echsher, and they also, the Zera also needs, it has to be in contact with water. It has to be in contact with water, and for that matter, it has to be in contact with a Sheretz or something. Av Kol Shein Sefer L'Tabi Tuma Chabura. And everything also, where it's not going to have its own in intrinsic tuba, tzrichet hechsher. It needs hechsher. Needs hechsher. Hechsher needs as what? It needs magdisheretz, and it also needs hechsher mayim. Yatz is to the exclusion of the veilus of tahar. Shesaygel atabi tuba chabur. That if a person eats it and he swallows it, it's going to be, has a din of a nava tuba, that it will be able to be betame a person when he swallows it. If later on when he swallows it, it's going to be, have a din to be betame tuba chabura, then even beforehand, it's, there's a latent, dormant tuba there, kayach that it has to be betame achlin obashkin. And it does not need a heksher for that. It automatically is mitabe tumas chabur. Ela rabbanan. So very good. That's the tana to be Rabbi Yishmael. Like Reb Meir, it's very consistent. You have the sarmish taleach. You have the para. You have para by the srafin. Very nice. What does the rabbanan hold? Ela rabbanan. He eats lahu the tana to be Rabbi Yishmael afil the sarmish taleach. Soif kol soif. That's Sarmish Taleach. It's going to be Mitabe. Mitabe an Adam to Mitabe and Mitabe Begadim. He lastly, if he doesn't hold of that, I feel Parham and Yisrafim, so why should it be true by Parham and Yisrafim? Yos Rav Dibi Omar Omi Vamar Rava Tzrichin Echsher Tuma Bimakam Macher. He says, when he came and he said, according to the Rabbanin, it'll need Hechsher Tuma from a definite, it's not going to have its own intrinsic Tuma. It's going to have touch of Sheretz. It's going to have to be Metabi Tuma Sheretz. Aye, and now, so what we have over here is, and some achleikas of how to deal with this. Rashi over here learns that when we talk about the din of the Tana Tavei Rabbi Yishmael, it's going to need, when it's talking about Tabe Tuma Chamura, it's going to be Tabe Tuma Kala, Mavaychlan Umashkin, without having to come on to Tuma Hechshemayim, or Magdash Sheretz, or to come on to a Sheretz. It's intrinsic to the Tuma. On the other hand, we have Rashi in Chulin, and Kufchafalim, we have Rashi in Pchairis, or Dav Yud, that holds, it does not need, you can't say it doesn't need both. It doesn't need Heksher Mayim, but it will need Magdash Sheretz. It's going to have, you will dispense with the din of Heksher Mayim. We can dispense with the din Heksher Mayim, but it's going to need Magdash Sheretz. That's how Rashi there learns over here, not like he's not like that. And here we have a Brahman and a Raivit, with the, also with what the difference is in the Kama Rishayim that we have here. We'll go with the Rashi. So here, Rashi also, you don't need anything. Means you'll have bagger. You don't need bagger sherets. You don't need hechsher bagger. There's a lot of, I've loved this here also, but we have got to get to basics. Bayram alazer. Parabes here by the Srafat Maushi Tabo Echlin Omashkin. Bifnim kibachutz. What happens when we have that? It's metame. Very nice, it is metame. When? At what point is it metame? Is it metame? Well, it's out when it gets onto the outside, or even inside the Azara. Mechutz, maybe because you'll say something metame to Machabura. So we say mechutz, mechutzer, yitzik, mechutzer, maisa, dobi. Once it's mechutzer, maisa, it means something gets missing, it's not going to have that kayach. That latent kayach is too far removed from where the Tuma Chabur is going to come. Oh no! And Bosa Nabai Harapash, Lemachusar Vietziah, is Kemachusar Maisa. At that point, Dobby, it's not going to be Mitzame. And Bobby Ravaba, same type of question that we have. Ravaba Bar Shmuel, Mirabchia Baraba. Nevelis Eif Tahar. Le Rab Meir, who holds that there's a Tusa de Letaba Tuma Chabura. Maushi Tabe Bekizayas. Is it Metabe Bekizayas or not? And when? The Mosel Yara Loti Vailach, where it's on the ground, it's not going to be Metabe. The Nakip Pumehe Loti Vailach, where it's already in his mouth, and then there's another Reichel that goes into his mouth also not. Kiti Vailach, the Nakip might be Yode. He's holding it in his hand and he's about to put it into his mouth. What should we say? Mechusar Kreva, Mechusar Maisa Dami Olo. Is that called Mechusar Maisa because he has to put it into his mouth? Or Mechusar, it's only Mechusar putting it closer. That's not called the new Mais. Mechusar Kreva, Lab, Mechusar Maisa Dami. In Esme, Freighting Zonta Gemara. Shleisha Sardvar, Never, but Availus Life Tahar. Vizeh Echad Mehen. That needs tzricha machshava. He has to have a machshava to go and eat it. He ate tzricha hechsher, but it does not need hechsher. Umetame tumas eichlen bekebeya. It's metame tumas eichlen as long as there's a shear of a kebeya. Now, my love, Reb Meir, he. Chorus goes like Reb Meir. He's the one that says that it's metame tumas chamur. Lo, Rabbani, for me, Tomani mi, Moktani reisha tzricha machshava, he ate tzricha hechsher. Who's the one that has that, says that? About Shabbos lay, hi, Svara. That doesn't need Heksher. Reb Meir. I mean, the Reisha, Reb Meir, Sefer Nami, Reb Meir. The Sefer is also Reb Meir. And therefore, since the Sefer is saying over here that what are we saying? That it's going to be Metame, L'chayra Taraya. So L'chayra Taraya, that what? That it's going to be Metame. It's not called the Chusar Craven. That's not going to listen to my son. Did he hear you? How can he say? What do you mean? How many tani sefer, shchitasa, malikasa, mitaharis, trefasa? Who's the one that said that? Shchita and the maliki, we had this before. That is mitahar, trefasa, mitubasa, but Shabbos lehi svar. That's Reb Meir. Remember we had Reb Meir before? Who's the one that said it? Malika is even mitahar, 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 trefasa. The Sefer of Meir, Mitzias Rabba, maybe it will be on Shabbos Lehais for a Meir. What are you going to say? Reisha with Sefer Meir, Mitzias Rabbanan? Eh? Reisha with Sefer Meir, Mitzias Rabbanan? Then, what should we do now? What the other share is starting, huh? What?
I didn't tell you,
Abdullah. Okay, all right. We'll have to stop over here. Yeah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.